is the Happy Mama Movement with me, Amy Taylor Cabez. Mama to three, author and editor of the Happy Mama magazine. Over my 9 years of mamahood, I have come to realise that the single biggest lesson in all of this is our relationship with ourself. Not our kids, our partners, or our besties, but ourself. So how do we do that while raising our families in this crazy modern world? Here, I share some of my thoughts and insights. Welcome back. Just recently, I ran a retreat over the weekend from Friday lunchtime to Sunday lunchtime for 12 amazing mamas, 11 of them from Australia and one from New Zealand. And it was at the end of a four-month program we had all done together, a program that I called The Divine Life. And for 4 months, we met every fortnight online, had a call and spoke to each other about mindfulness, the law of attraction, the divine feminine, how to live our best lives, how to accept the dark parts of ourselves, how to focus on the positive, all of those beautiful, juicy things. And then at the end of the 4 months, we gathered together near the Hawkesbury River in New South Wales for two amazing nights. Can you imagine 12 women away from their babies and partners coming together after speaking to each other online for 4 months and all finally coming together in person? It was truly divine. And so much laughter and tears, and there was even dancing around the outdoor fire on Saturday night. It was truly one of the best experiences of my life. And as we all sat around on the Sunday, reflecting on how this weekend had been and sharing what we're most grateful for, one of the mamas said, "I'm so grateful that we could have a weekend together where we weren't talking about our partners or our children, but we were talking about ourselves as women." She said that it's very rare for women to get together and not talk about our children or our partners. And this really stuck with me. I've thought about it a lot since. It really is true, isn't it? When we get together with women, we really do often immediately start talking about our children or our partners or other people and what's happening in their lives. Just a few months ago, I joined a beautiful little gym near my house. I'm not much of a gym girl. I'm a yoga girl and for many, many years was a dancer. And so the traditional gyms where everyone's in their awesome outfits in front of mirrors and the music's really loud is just not my thing, especially when my house is loud enough. So I found a little gym just around the corner from me. It is so simple. And I'm probably one of the youngest there. It's a space where a lot of older women come to do a few weights and get on the treadmill. But mostly, they get together and exercise and chat. And it's so true. When we get together as women, we do talk about our children and our partners and maybe just catch up on the basics of what's happening in our life. But really, what we're craving is conversations about ourselves. We're craving space to reflect on who we are and how we really feel and to rediscover our identity in this time in our life. We're so busy just keeping these little children and our partners often alive and organized and well-fed and well-rested and making sure they have good manners that we get lost in all of it. And then even when we get together with our girlfriends and other women, we tend to talk about that too, because the space for us to be just women has kind of closed in this time of our life. We're so focused on everybody else that we forget how to talk about ourselves. And this is what I think makes us feel so disconnected and overwhelmed. Our only job at the moment in this time of our life is to actually find a way to acknowledge ourselves. I know that sounds hard because all of our jobs are just enormous and are keeping other people alive and happy. But if in that day-to-day living we lose ourselves completely, nothing works. We get so lost underneath all of it that we have to find a way to do ourselves. Yes, we have to help our family and everyone around us, but we have to find ways to do it ourselves too. And this is what happens when you get this weekend away like we got to do. But what if you can't take a weekend? What if you can't travel with other women away for a long weekend and sit around and really connect with yourself again? How do you do this? There is a beautiful reflection that I once read that has really stuck with me. And it talks about lighting a candle for your life every morning. As women, we need to light a candle to our life every morning. And if we don't do this, then our day and our life is lost to us. I really believe that. I believe if we can't find our own way of lighting a candle to our own life each morning, then we feel like we've lost our days, our time, and our sense of self. Lighting a candle for your life can mean getting up and lighting a candle. I know the amazing actor and Kundalini yogi student Carrie-Anne Moss. You might recognize her name from The Matrix. She played Trinity. If you don't follow her online, please go and have a look at her work, Annapurna Living. She really is an amazing mama, yogi, and wise woman around motherhood and being a woman with all of the roles we have to play. And I know she often talks about getting up in the early hours of the morning and starting her day by lighting a candle, by sitting there and just lighting a candle and either doing her meditation or her Kundalini yoga, and other times just sitting there with a cup of tea and just acknowledging herself before everyone else wakes up. And for me personally, this is also how I keep saying that morning ritual, which I've spoken about before, where that little space where I get to acknowledge me first. But what about you? How do you light a candle to your life? How do you acknowledge you before the day gets going and the momentum gets rolling and the children and the work and the house and everything is starting to demand your attention? What do you do to light a candle for yourself first? We need rituals as women, and these little things can make all the difference. These little practices are the anecdote to that resentment that you feel that there's never any time for you and that you always have to do everything. If you can have these little moments, and they don't have to be big and significant. I mean, literally lighting a candle is enough. But also you can just have a special cup of tea that you take to the back deck or to the window and watch the outside for a few minutes while you sip it in gratitude. It can be going to the gym or yoga or going for a run or a walk in the early, early morning air. It can just be getting up and sitting on the couch quietly, listening as the house wakes up. But if we don't acknowledge ourselves like this, nothing to do with our children or our partners, our work, our friends, our parents, anybody else, if we don't acknowledge ourselves first as women, we lose our day. And in reality, we lose this time of our life. So how will you light a candle to your life? How will you acknowledge yourself as a woman? How will you give to yourself before you give to everyone else? And even if it is just a simple moment after your shower in the mornings, just 30 seconds to stand there and breathe and thank your body for yet another day. You light a candle to yourself and your life. And this is how we make the change. I hope that helps, beautiful mamas. Sat Nam. Thanks for listening, mamas. If you want to start to light a candle to your life and reclaim the woman that you long to be. I have just released a brand new 10-day program. This is, I guess, the foundations of what has changed my life. It is all about reclaiming your thoughts, yourself, and who you want to be, that confident, clear, and calm woman that you long to be again. It is called Reclaim and is a simple 10-day practice that includes one of the most life-changing tools I have ever created, my short meditation practice. If you would like to light a candle to who you are, please take a look at it now at happymama.com.au and share this podcast with all the mamas in your life who you know are also trying to find themselves while raising their families. Until next week, Sat Nam.